Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Hello. We're reading in the writings of Rabash the article according to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself. You can find the study material in our sites and send live questions through there. Whoever asks a question here in the study hall is asked to stand up, hold the microphone close to one's mouth, and speak loud and clear.
שלום חברים גדולים.
בני ברוך, hello, great friends.
אנחנו מאוד מאוד נרגשים, כאן גדי ואני.
Very excited here.
ולעשות את ההכנה.
To be here before you. Have the preparation for the Congress that is speaking on the most important thing in our lives, which is the matter of above reason.
מתחילים להיכנס לעומק הבירור.
Lately we've been getting to the depth of the scrutiny, trying to understand, to get into the internality of things, out of the, what Kabbalists are writing to us, out of our experience of the work in the Ten, out of our prayers to the Creator. We are advancing step by step toward the biggest, most important Congress in our lives, whose topic is above reason. Gadi.
Yes, it's really great excitement to be here before you, before the whole world, Kli, and to talk about this topic of above reason. It's truly a topic that we are constantly concentrated around, trying to understand the inner essence of it and trying to penetrate into this world called above reason. We're all doing it together. That's why we chose this article today, according to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself, in which Rabash is giving us practical advice how to reach above reason. And we will now each take a piece of paper or two, and we will distill practical advices and questions.
Yeah, let's do it this way. We want to read together as an exercise. We have to enter the internality of the article to understand what the author tried to convey to us, what kind of counsels, what kind of questions. So everyone has papers on the table. Everybody's got paper on the table, right? Nice. But everyone, take two pieces of paper. And while Gilad will be reading the article, we'll wish to extract on one page all the counsels, the advice Rabash is giving, and the other page questions, advices, counsels, and questions. Later we'll share it in the General Assembly. So write it down so we can incorporate with each other from this article.
And we will also have a workshop on the topic of the advices and questions. So it's worthwhile to really pay attention and be deep in this article. Take out some advices and questions. Please, Gilad.
According to what is explained concerning love thy friend as yourself. According to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself, all the details of the 612 commandments are contained in this rule. It is as our sages said, the rest is its commentary. Go study. This means that by keeping the 612 commandments, we will be rewarded with the rule, love thy friend. Following that, the love of God. Thus, what does love of friends give us? It is written that by gathering a few friends together, since they each have but a small force of love of others, meaning they can carry out the love of others only potentially. When they implement it, they remember that they have decided to relinquish self-love in favor of love of others. But in fact, one sees that he cannot relinquish any pleasure of the will to receive in favor of another, not even a bit. However, by assembling a few people who agree that they have to achieve the love of others, when they annul themselves before one another, they are all intermingled. Thus, in each person, there accumulates a great force according to the size of the association. And then each can execute the love of others in actual fact. So, what do the details of the 612 commandments give us, which we said are in order to keep the rule? Since the rule is kept by love of friends. And we see that in reality, there is love of friends among the secular too. They too gather in various circles in order to have love of friends. What then is the difference between religious and secular? The verse says, not sat in the seat of the scornful. We must understand the prohibition of the seat of the scornful. If he slanders or speaks idle words, then the prohibition is not because of a seat of scornful. So what does the seat of the scornful give us? Actually, the meaning is that when a few people come together for the purpose of love of friends, with the intention that each and everyone will help his friend improve his corporeal state, each anticipates that by having more meetings, they will profit from society and improve their corporeal state. However, after all the meetings, everyone calculates and sees how much they have received from the association for the self-love, what the will to receive has gained by that, since they invested time and effort to benefit society. So what have they gained by it? One could probably succeed more if engaged in self-benefit, for at least the part of his own efforts. But I entered the association because I thought that through it, I'd be able to gain more than I could gain alone. But now, I see that I've gained nothing. Then one regrets it and says, I would be better off using my own little strength instead of giving my time to society. However, now that I've given my time to society in order to gain more properties through help from the society, finally realized that not only did I not gain anything from society, I even lost what I could have gained alone. And when someone wishes to say that love of friends should be engaged in for the purpose of bestowal, that everyone should work to benefit others, everyone laughs and mocks him. It seems to them like a kind of joke. And this is the seat of seculars. It is said about it, but sin is a reproach to any people. And every grace they do for themselves. Such a society detaches one from holiness and casts him into the world of mockery. And this is the prohibition of the seat of the scornful. Our sages said about such societies, disperse the wicked, better for them, better for the world. In other words, it is better that they do not exist. However, it is the opposite with the righteous. Assemble the righteous, better for them and better for the world. What is the meaning of righteous? It is those who want to keep the rule, love thy friend as thyself. Their sole intention is to exit self-love and assume a different nature of love of others. And although it is a mitzvah, a commandment, that should be kept, and that one can force oneself to keep, love is still something that is given to the heart. And the heart disagrees with it by nature. What then can one do to make love of others touch the heart? This is why we were given the 612 commandments. They have the power to induce a sensation in the heart. However, since it is against nature, that sensation is too small to have the ability to keep love of friends de facto, even though one has a need for it. Hence now he must seek advice on how to actually implement it. The advice for one to be able to increase his strength in the rule, love thy friend, is by love of friends. If everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass, where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when one has great strength, he can execute the love of others. Then he can achieve the love of God.
אבל זה בתנאי שכל אחד.
The condition is that each will annul before the other.
מה שאין כן, כשהוא
נפרד מחברו, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend.
אלא שכל אחד צריך לומר שהוא אפס נגד חברו.
everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend. It is like writing numbers. If you write 1 and then 0, it is 10 times more. And when you write 2 zeros, it is 100 times more. In other words, if his friend is number 1 and the 0 follows it, it is considered that one receives from his friend 10 times more. And if he says that he is double 0 compared to his friend, he receives from his friend 100 times more. However, if it is to the contrary, and he says that his friend is 0 and he is 1, then he is 10 times less than his friend, 0.1. And if you can say that he is 1 and he has 2 friends who are both zeros compared to him, then he's considered 100 times less than them, meaning he's 0.01. Thus, his degree lessens according to the number of zeros he has from his friends.
ומכל מקום, אפילו לאחר שיש לו הכוח הזה,
yet even once he acquires that strength and can keep the love of others in actual fact and feels his own gratification as bad for him,
מכל מקום, אל תאמין בעצמך.
Still, do not believe in yourself. Must be fear of falling into self-love in the middle of the work. In other words, should one be given a greater pleasure than he is used to receiving, although he can already work in order to bestow with small pleasures and is willing to relinquish them, he lives in fear of great pleasures. And this is called fear. And this is the gate to receive the light of faith, called the inspiration of the Shechina. As it is written in the Sulam commentary, by the measure of fear is the measure of faith.
לכן צריכים לזכור שעניין ואהבת לרעך כמוך.
Hence we must remember that the matter of love thy friend as thyself should be kept because it is a commandment, since the Creator commanded to engage in love of friends. And Rabbi Akiva only interprets this commandment that the Creator commanded, and he intended to make this commandment into a rule by which to be able to keep all the commandments. Because of the commandment of the Creator and not because of self-benefit. In other words, it is not that the commandments should expand our will to receive, meaning that by keeping the commandments, he would be generously rewarded. Quite the contrary. By keeping the commandments, we will reach the reward of being able to annul our self-love and achieve the love of others, and subsequently, the love of God. Now we can understand what our sages said about the verse, Vesamtem, placed them. It comes from the word sam, potion, as well as placing. If granted, it is a potion of life. If not granted, it is a potion of death. Not granted means that one engages in Torah and Mitzvot to multiply self-love, so the body will acquire possessions in return for his work. If granted, one's self-love is nullified, and he aims to receive a reward that is the strength for love of others. By this, he will reach the love of the Creator, and his only wish will be to give contentment to the Creator.
Nachat ruach le habore.
Ken, chaverim. אז עכשיו.
Yes, friends. So now we heard the article. We tried to write down advices and questions. So, Gadi, what do we want to do now?
Well, we're going to enter a workshop. A workshop in which we will discuss the advices, the counsels that we can share from the article.
And of course, whoever finished and wants, anyone who wants to share in the General Assembly from the World Kli, put up your question marks. And here in the hall, put your hand up. We'll want you to share. So now we're sharing advices that I heard from the article.
It's important to do it short and to the point. We want the entire team to speak, so please consider everyone. Let's go. Let's start.
So,
workshop, what advices did we hear from the article?
I heard how you reacted to the article, and
I was impressed with the article that the advice is to constantly check what society you're in. Is it a society that wants to attain the love of others, or does it have other goals?
I heard
that each one should say that he is a zero relative to his friend, and then he can receive from his friend his share.
Yes, actually, on the same line, I heard that we have to gather and keep our intention.
I heard
in the very beginning three conditions, or several people gather when they're in one opinion that they need to reach love of others, and when they are not toward one another, each one is included in everyone, and this is also according to the size of the society.
And also to engage in love of others and love thy friend as thyself, because that's the commandment of the Creator. That's the reason.
He also writes that after you acquired the power of love, you're able to bestow to the other a little bit. One, don't believe yourself to the day you die, and also know that there are bigger pleasures, so be afraid. Not to fall from the conditions you already established, and then continue with the society.
And before that, the attitude towards the society needs to be that a person doesn't come to receive from the society only to be filled by being connected to them. On the contrary, he needs to try and develop forces of bestowal, and then he discovers that he has a small force and they need to connect.
I was
impressed that love of friends is like a muscle, has to be trained. Says the advice to grow one's strength in love of friends is through love of friends. It sounds circular, but that's what I understand. It's like a muscle. The more you invest, the stronger it gets.
Alone, we cannot reach love of others, only through a nullification and in cooperation with other people who want to attain the same thing. Love of friends is a means to attain love of others. And from love of others, we can reach the love of the God.
Continue, Eitan, it says, and then you can reach love of the Creator, but it's on the condition that each one announces to the other. So, the question is, you need to measure it. Can you measure it? And why isn't there a leap from there to love the Creator? Because you can't really measure it. So how do you know when and how to exert more?
In addition, to try to incorporate with the friends, I see it's the same advice as that a person needs to see how to observe love of others in practice.
The more a person feels zero, he can receive 10 times more, 100 times more from the friends, and it depends on how much he feels smaller compared to the friends.
That's exactly the thing. I wanted to say that the efforts to constantly feel less and less before the friends and to see their greatness is actually how we're in the right direction.
All the friends here in Israel and around the world. Around the world, put up your question marks. And in Israel, also, and here, we're going to see your hands. The privilege goes first to our women friends here. Now we'll share in the assembly. What are the advices that we got from this article?
Come on,
so we want to see your question marks and your hands up in the air, because we want to get integrated. We heard in the focus group beautiful things. Maybe from the focus group, if you want to start, to give me our first advice to get things moving.
Our advice is to look for ways to incorporate with a friend. But from there, we'll be able to get advices on how to reach love of others.
Thank you. Yes, please, more. Well, maybe we didn't say this, but in every 10, we need a speaker that will stand up and share with us what those advices are that we gathered from the article.
Peter 3, they're alert. Let's see them.
Да, мы тут самое главное, что отметили, и самую большую трудность, это как и вопросы, как...
Yes, the main thing that we kind of marked down here is that it's also advice, it's also the exercise, it's the annulment before friends.
А мы только учимся, Лихаим.
And Petach Tikva is an example for us in this. Thank you, Лихаим.
Woman Mac 25.
Нам очень запомнился совет Рабаша и его такая... Насколько необходимо ставить товарищей перед
собой. How important it is to place the friends before us. When each one is doing this act of annulment, each one of us acquires the power times 10, times 100. And then from the love between us, we can reach love of the Creator.
Да, мы тоже поддерживаем, что самоотмена это основное.
We also talked about annulment being a main thing, and there's this expression to engage in love of others. Not just to discuss and read about it, but to engage, do actions, do exercises, to truly drill this muscle of love.
כן, גם מפה מוזמנים להרים ידיים.
Raise your hands here as well.
שתיים.
They said a few things, but repeated itself was the importance of the scrutiny, to have the scrutiny after the meeting, after the gathering. What was my feeling? How did I relate to the friends? Emphasize the scrutiny. That's very important.
Yes, in addition to those advices that the friends already talked about, we had another one, not to sit in a seat of the scornful, and we talked about the fact that this is people who are just caring of their own benefit, no matter what they're engaged in, they have to engage only in the Torah. If they want some kind of reward, it becomes the Torah into the potion of death.
כן, בבקשה, מאיר עם היד שם. בבקשה. אפשר להעביר מיקרופון? תמשיך, יד באוויר, בבקשה. שיראו אותך.
Leave your hands up.
יפעת, בבקשה.
הוא מתחיל את המאמר בלהחליט.
He starts the article with deciding with your mind. There has to be a decision of the mind before I begin to work.
להחליט בשכל שאנחנו חייבים שכר. אז להחליט בשכל
שהשכר היא... must have a reward, so we need to decide with our mind that,
that
the reward will be Ronald and I am rewarded with love of friends, meaning to love the friends.
Here, last question is going to be here. Yes, thank you. We had this chain of advices connected to one another, just like we saw in the article, it's like this chain of connection. Which is actually, he starts from connection of the desires is the power, that's the force. Meaning if in the scornful seat, it won't work because they'll laugh about it and whoever wants to be a clown can sit there and laugh this dope. And the connection of the desires, that's where we start. All the friends need to be aimed towards the benefit of the friends. That's the second thing where you catch yourself trying to think about the benefit of the friends and not about the benefit of yourself. From love of a friend comes love to others. This also comes gradually. And then love to the Creator. And we must have annulment. Annulment starts with you having to discover that you're always thinking about yourself. This is where you start nullifying yourself. You need to first see that altogether, in every state, you're considering yourself the one and not the zero.
Thank you. Really, these advices, you can take them from now until the Congress. And into our spiritual lives that we wish to realize. It's amazing how each and every group identify an advice that we can use to advance toward love of friends, love of the Creator. So now we wish to enter another workshop where we're going to discuss the questions. What kind of questions do we have from the article? What's not clear to us, what we wrote in the, what we wrote down in our on our papers. So appoint a representative that will later be able to raise his hand or put up a question mark and share the questions with us. We want to hear them. So the workshop, what questions, what's not clear to us from the article? Good luck.
A
question from what the friends were saying, how to make myself a zero before the society, because I myself cannot convince my heart.
That's really the main question. I'm going to add the matter of the 612 commandments. He said that the purpose of those commandments is to reach from reward for myself to annulment of myself and reach love of others. But I didn't understand the matter of the connection. How can you engage in love of friends without the commandments? It's not exactly clear. The advice for one to be able to increase the strength and the rule of thy friend is by love of friends. I didn't understand the difference between the two. How you can start with one without the other, etc.
Yes, I was also with that question. There are actually many questions here. He mentions here the love of the Creator, that we need to reach the love of the Creator. It's as if he's kind of like, by the way, mentioning it. When you reach love of others, then you'll also have the power to reach the love of the Creator. The question is, where in our work is this? Where should this be? Where does it need to be an intention, a final goal, or just engage in love of friends? And like he writes here, we will be able to bestow to the Creator.
Says in the article here that if you wish to reach bestow, You need to connect by each one allowing himself toward this great power, and with this great power you can realize it. And if not, until then everyone will feel that they decided but they can't make it. So he said everything depends on this action, annulment, zero. When we hear those words a million times since coming to Bnei Baruch, the question is emotional. How do you realize it? How do you apply it? So that the system that he's describing will describing here will work in practice. That will give us the powers.
I had several questions, but the main one was he says that it can't be that the gathering should be for self-love, for me to benefit. He calls it all kinds of things, like secular meeting or a seat of the scornful. In the end, he calls it the function of death. But the main thing is that you have to benefit to a certain extent in the beginning anyway. So how do you not go through that stage of the potion of death? Question, how can you advance on the path without going through the stage of the potion of death for our gathering to be that?
I want to try and understand what it means that I am zero and the friend is one. I am two zeros and the friend is one. Why is it he's speaking in terms of the friend is greater than me and I'm less? Why is it nothing compared to one? Is that, they seem like absolute terms. Complicated.
I may be continuing Shaul here. It's written the seat of scornful, and we need to understand what's the prohibition here. And he's talking about slander, and therefore, what is the prohibition here? So the question is, as long as he does not work for the in a positive way, or say good things, or think good thoughts, at a certain moment that he's not in that, is he already in idle matters and is he ready in the slander? Meaning one moment of rest and he is on the other side? So how do we take the forces from the society to always be in an attack?
I don't
understand. When a person decides, here, I am now deciding to engage in love of friends. Well, when does it happen? What point during his life stages and should he make this decision once and for all, or is he making it several times, or only once and then from then on it's love of others and love of the Creator? That's what awaits him.
I'm also on the same line. How could it be that people gather being in one opinion? What is this one opinion of several people? And what does it mean that they put for themselves the goal of love of others? What does that include? What is the expectation? Because so who does this force need to be aimed towards? What is this force, first of all, that we receive? It's not clear. And where does it need to be aimed towards? That's also not clear.
I
want to understand more what is love of others. We're only going to. I was getting confused when I heard the question.
Toda, chaverot v'chaverim. Anachnu. Bo netchil im ze shekadim.
Thank you, friends. Let's start with the friends here and the world kli. Hands here. Question marks up in the world
league.
And it's clear. It's clear that all that we need to do is to exert, to effort, to labor around these points, around these questions, and eventually, after this effort, the Creator will complete it for us and help us solve these questions in our tents.
And the world clear is already full of question marks. Let's start with Women UK.
Hello, friends. Yes, our question is, how does annulment practically bring us to love of friends and connection? Thank you.
Woman, woman Moscow 5. Woman Moscow 5.
Ларис, говори.
אין להם שאלה, כנראה. כנראה שאין להם שאלה. Woman חדר 3.
שלום לכולם. אז השאלה שלנו, מה זה המצב הזה, מושב לצים שבי?
Our question is, what is the seat of the scoundrel in me? What is the seat of the scoundrel in the ten, and how to identify this state? What is this scoundrel that they talk about?
Да, надеюсь, нас слышно. Ну, мы пришли совместно к тому, что самый главный есть вопрос. Это
we together came to the one main question: how together do this examination of what our intention is? Are we in the portion of life or portion of death? Are we a seat of scornful or a seat of righteous? How to do this investigation? Not just each of us, but how together not fall to the left line. In short, a technical question we have.
German, please.
Shalom, Mekulam. A question of the friends from Germany. How can I use the repulsion against the friends for the spiritual work? How can I use the repulsion against the friends for the spiritual work?
Buddha.
טוב, חברים, באמת תודה רבה על כל השאלות שלכם. יש לנו, הנה, אוקיי, עכשיו
Thank you very much, friends, for all your questions. Oh, I see a lot of women are raising their hands now. Who's there?
בבקשה.
Over there, yes, please.
תקומי,
בבקשה. Take the microphone, stand up, and just so that the camera can see you.
איך אדם מפתח
Says, don't believe in yourself. How can a person develop fear from the will to receive?
It is written
על ידי קיום התריה במצוות נזכה מאליו
By observing the 613 מצוות we will reach love thy friend and then love the creator. So how will keeping the commandments, the mitzvot, will it reach, may bring us to love of the creator.
Thank you
very much. There's a lot of questions here and all that. So first of all, put up the email, Board World Kli. Anyone who has more, you're welcome to put them there for us. Of course, on the internet, there are many friends on the Yavut rooms. As Wexler, we want to brew with these questions. We want to truly feel all the questions and issues that we have. And now we have one question from the friends that we're going to have a workshop about. How does nullification bring us to love of friends? And this, again, how does annulment lead to love of friends? So a quick workshop, because we have more content we want to have time for. So a short blitz of 3 minutes. How does annulment lead to love of friends?
In the 10, there's constantly love of friends. It's a force field that exists all the time. And when we annul, we can feel it, and we can receive this force.
Yes, annulment is the place where I examine where and why I love the friends.
In
spirituality,
we
understand that they brought us these friends, and they're all great, and each has his special point in the heart, and that's what we need to search for and love. and to annul before. And all the rest of the qualities and things that appear to us outwards, we need to nullify.
Nullification brings us to love of friends because of the love equivalence of form. When the friend makes room for the sake of the other friend, he is actually making room for the Creator to appear. And the Creator appears in the connection of love between the friends. So the Creator supports the connection between the friends.
Annulment is the condition, it's just not the only one to reach love of friends. We need it so that we will have the ability to put the friends into our desire, meaning for me to be able to incorporate with their deficiencies and needs of the friends.
According to the article, each one has a small force to apply in love of friends, and by annulling and incorporating, we receive a great force. So annulment and incorporation in order to receive all the forces in them.
Annulment is something that is beyond our intellect. And if the Kabbalists say that this is what's important, then they're greater than us. So we need to listen, and as it's written, that's how the Creator commanded in the article.
It's a very difficult question. According to what I understood, annulment is when I consider myself a zero and the friend is one. He's greater than me, I'm a zero. And annulment also has degrees. It could be not only one zero, but two zeros. That in truth, I don't understand what it means. But the more zeros you have, the greater the degree of annulment, the greater the force you can of love of friends that you can receive.
Wonderful friends, thank you very much. They're preparing a song for us, and we're moving to the second part of our social time. So thank you very much to everyone for sharing, for the questions, for the good will, and now a song.
שמחה ברגשות, להתאחד עם חברים עם כל הנפשות, להמשיך את הבשורה, עם ישראל חי, בליבי מקום לכל החי ואחיותיי, אחרי כל הכאב והדמעות שלא יבשו, כל ההפרעות מעל הדעת התקדשו, אנחנו עם חזק באחדותנו העוצמה, אהבה בלב אחד היא דגל האומה. שחזר את אותם ימים שהיינו עוזרו
לחיים, תודה רבה למשה ומוטי מור שהכינו לנו את השיר
המקסים. לחיים, thank you very much to Moshe and Moti Mor who prepared this magnificent song for us.
Okay, friends, we're moving to the next stage. And this stage that we're going to enter right now will deal with the counsels of Rav. And then we'll have a workshop on how to apply those counsels. So we will start with by reading a piece of advice from Rav, and then enter a workshop. Asaf will read the question and we'll enter a workshop. So we'll start with a quote. We need to be in such a connection between us that we're all ready to help each one of us be in contact with the Creator in an alternative way. I'm willing to give my connection with the Creator through me. I'm willing to even give Him everything and by myself to disconnect. We have to be in a state when this is a festivity, a great festivity, a great celebration. And we are starting to speak with the Creator such a way that we are on one side, He is on the other side, and we are arranging our connection more and more. It'll be a great day if a person feels it.
We'll
read it again. There are some beautiful things Rav is telling us. We need to be in such a connection between us where everyone is always prepared to help any of us to be in contact with the Creator in an alternative way. I'm willing to give my connection with the Creator through me. I'm even willing to give Him everything and by myself to be disconnected. We need to be in such a state of festivities, a great festivity, a great celebration. We are starting to speak to the Creator in such a way that we are on one side, He's on the other side, and we are arranging our connection more and more. It will be a great day if a person can feel it.
So our first workshop question for a workshop between us, how will we practically implement that which Rav tells us from now until the convention? How will we practically implement these counsels from Rav?
אני כבר מרגיש פה חג, סדנה ככה חזקה, עוצמתית, חברים נותנים מצב רוח. I already feel this celebratory state, this powerful workshop, friends are giving spirits to one another. I think to give high spirits to one another is the foundation of our realization.
Very strong advice was we chose this morning in our tent. There's a matter of what is it for me to disconnect or not disconnect? The person doesn't think about that. He just needs to be concerned with the connection of the friends, as they are the main thing. The main thing is the common kli, and that's where they will feel forces, what ascent, what importance he needs to fill the friends with, to improve their state, to add to them.
המילים האלה, צורת קשר לאלטרנטיבית, זה ממש
this word is an alternative form of connection. It really made me jump. There's something new here to scrutinize. Maybe I can feel that I'm in direct connection with the Creator. I speak to Him, no one else exists. That's one form. Another form is that they're friends, and their job is to pass my requests to the Creator, so the reward will come faster. It's another form. A third form is opposite. That I serve the friends, they pass the request to the Creator through me. A fourth form is that we're all together in this video conference with the Creator, so it's worth scrutinizing what is this alternative form of connection we wish to reach.
כן, הרב כאילו נתן לנו ממש
Yes, Rav is truly putting it into feelings, that which we learned in the article. What it means to annul, what is it to incorporate. I also feel that it connects to the matter of the opening of the heart. What do I open? What can I give to a friend? My desire to reach spirituality, the yearning, we pass this from one to the other, this deficiency. So may we truly manage to think of the friends in such a way that we want them to attain this. We need to come to such a state that in the whole time we have to come to such a state where it's like, how to attain this? This is our challenge.
I'm impressed by Eitan. I feel next to him, I feel it's like Congress. So when you have such connection between friends, a connection of openness, then this annulment happens almost on its own. And it doesn't matter if the connection is with him or with me, because we become one. So this connection by itself, if Eitan and myself are together in equivalence, Eitan can receive this connection without a problem. It happens on its own because of the special connection between us. So there's no work. The only work is to persist in the connection between us and love of friends.
I don't
know how to describe this alternative connection that we have to create exactly, but it's clear to me that the principles and guidelines, laws have to be preserved. Only the forms that we use in order to build this connection, or around what do we build this connection? This may be something that needs to change in us.
If you
look at the friends, we see that each one has a different root, a different approach toward those writings, the writings of Rav, words of Rav, the friends. And we can truly complete and enrich one another in our approach towards spirituality and to all the means at our disposal, which is our environment. And more than that, can measure how much I'm willing to give up my own approach and deliver it to the friends. As Rav said, to what extent do I resist it, or I'm willing to give it from the bottom of my heart to the friends? And that's it, just deliver myself.
And
what stops me if I don't want it?
Wow.
Well, actually, I also see that each here heard the Creator. Here's the Creator in a certain specific way. And we have this connection of ours. Maybe it's an individual connection, but to think of how to give this or to be ready to give it up. But it's not giving up the connection with the Creator. It's actually discovering the Creator. It's not just connection, it's to truly reveal the Creator inside our efforts to incorporate in one another and feel all the wholeness that the Creator prepares for us here in our ten.
Okay, world kli. Truly important scrutinies. We are listening to the focus group and enjoying ourselves immensely. Show us the world kli a little bit. Look at our friends. We are see your yearning. Really ahead of the good scrutinies we're going to have in the Congress. And already we are preparing the kli for the Congress. So we want to hear more from our dear Rav, from, pay attention, a series of talks on the road or on the path. Let's enter the internality of this excerpt, then afterwards a workshop. So Rav is saying, he is approaching the friends and is using his connection with them mutually, so that from this mutuality, each one has a desire, a yearning, and the power toward the Creator more than what each one has. And in this way, everyone benefits from the closeness to the Creator. Again, he approaches the friends and he's using his connection with them in a mutual way, so that from this mutuality, each one has a desire, a yearning, and the power toward the Creator more than what each one has individually. And in this way, everyone enjoy the closeness to the Creator.
Excellent. Thank you. And now we have a workshop question, so let's listen to it. Every friend tells the friends about the desire and yearning he has for the Creator. And the friends that are listening are trying to truly swallow that yearning and that desire that the friend has that's speaking, and to acquire from him the desire to the Creator. Again, please notice, it's a very powerful question. Every friend tells the friends, shares with the friends about his desire and yearning that he has for the Creator. The friends that are listening are trying to truly swallow the yearning and this desire that the friend has, the one that's talking, and to acquire from him the desire for the Creator. Let's go. We're starting a workshop, friends. All of us.
Feel from the previous question that we said it's a festivity. The love kind of grew here between the friends, and by yourself you won't feel it. It comes only from the together that is here, that is together. The friends were listening to their advice of Rabash. And you can't not be infected by this feeling.
Yes, I also want to thank the friends that are illuminating with their scrutinies. I don't know what it is exactly that they're illuminating with, but they surely are shining and helping us. And with all these discernments that our teachers are telling us about, the most essential high matters that exist in reality, in man's life. And that's what I'm thankful for you, friends. I don't know if I answered the question, but thank you.
Yeah, desire for the Creator is a desire to be like the Creator. And where will you realize it? For the friends. The more a person is on the path, the longer he understands that everything depends on that. Progress, everything. It depends on the extent to which I bestow to the friends.
No,
I have a small desire, so where will I take additional desire, additional bestowal? Again, it's like we learned
right now
from the incorporation, from the annulment, from all the conditions that Rabash and Rav are teaching us about.
It's a little bit of a trick question. It's a desire and yearning I have for the quality of bestowal, which is not to receive anything for oneself and give everything to others. I can't say that I have such a desire to jump on it, but gradually, with the years, I understand what a zero I am in this specific matter. But the fact that I didn't run away yet from it, and that I understand that I don't have this, and that I'm trying to be in the group, and then from that I can feel from me that it's like, as if he wanted something from it.
כן, להמשיך את יבגני, אז כולנו יודעים שבשיעור, בטח עוד יותר בכנס, יש כזו רצון חזק.
Yeah, continue, you know, that in the lesson, especially in the Congress, the strong desire, feel to be in the quality of the Creator, bestow love, and it's clear that's the only thing in life, and here, I feel it. It's going to stay forever, and then the lesson ends, and then suddenly what's more important is what you'll have for lunch. So we have to learn from it. But the immense power of the society and the connection between us, it's something good.
So the deficiency, maybe I'll continue, Shaul. We can always feel ascents and descents, and then conventions, and now we can really feel the yearning.
And
we need to mention this fear, this worry that it won't continue. So the deficiency is for us to always be in fear, and that we'll never be satisfied with what we have already and not stop, and want to always want to continue this for the sake of the Creator. And remember that He's waiting. All the deficiency that we have is just a small particle of the, a small portion of the deficiency that He has to give to us.
Thank you, everyone. We see.
ככל שעובר הזמן ועוברות השנים, הרב, הרב,
as time passes and as
you
see that Rav is handing the reins over to us. If in the past Congress has researched that Rav would ignite us and awaken us and push us and create this fire in the society, we see that Rav is passing the reins to us more and more.
אנחנו נדליק את החברה, לא הוא.
He expects us to set the society on fire, not him, us. He's letting go of the reins, he's passing them to us, and he's expecting us to warm things up to, for us to be the owners of our deficiency, for us to advance, not at his on his account, but on ours. I guess it's the time, so we'll have a workshop.
Yes, exactly. We want to make the most of this opportunity to make an awakening from below, truly. From the Kli, from our yearning, we want to actually build together the Kli of the convention. So the convention will come and clothe the vessel that we prepared. It's truly this way. So in order to prepare this vessel and grow it and uplift it, and for us to truly have a powerful, immense convention, for the lights to be huge and enter this vessel, we want to now scrutinize between us in a workshop how we raise the importance of the convention. We actually want to ask a workshop question and talk about the importance of the convention. At the end of the convention, I'm sorry, at the end of the workshop, we raise our question marks in our hands, and each person here is going to ignite everyone with the importance one received from the workshop. Right? We're going to appoint representatives, and we're together going to raise the importance. So again, every 10 talks about the importance of the convention between us. Please.
The importance of the Congress between us is nothing less than the event around Mount Sinai, everyone standing in a circle to receive the Torah. We just need to connect our desires into one.
And
we do everything needed. We just need to unite. That's why the Congress waiting for a certain date. I'm saying now, don't wait now to be in the state, to make the efforts.
To
exhaust our ability to be one. This is where the Congress is.
Well, if Nessie took us to Mount Sinai, so I'm there already. And in this upcoming convention, we're going to create these special conditions that all of the people of Israel were united together. And we're in this exalted state of going for it, receiving the conditions that are necessary to observe our vut and love between us. And this is the convention for me, to be in such a feeling, such an exalted feeling. This is the great effort that we're in being there. And even more than that, it's the preparation that we do right now, where we're accumulating this huge deficiency for the Creator to help us. We need Him to save us. We need His salvation. We need
for
Him to give us the intention in order to bestow. Yes, to continue the same line of Mount Sinai and to understand all the way what it means to be before the Creator. What does it mean to receive what He wants to give us? What does it mean to be human beings and realize the purpose of our existence? Yes, and the implementation of the goal and of the convention in our is truly in our preparation. As we're advancing, we already reached Mount Sinai, and to add love and to uplift the importance to the extent in which the convention is a immense opportunity to contribute and to taste life.
L'chaim,
you can really feel how as the round in our workshop evolves, it just uplifts us even more. Thank you to the friends. Also a huge thank for the preparation team for the convention. I got to integrate with them in the last few days, and it's simply so many friends behind the scenes preparing the content, and you don't even see them. They're preparing the content, and the other friends are guiding it, and they're sitting for hours every day in meetings after the lessons, before the lessons, writing. It's such an investment. I'm shocked. Yes, this is actually the work. We enter one thing and come out a different thing. And the second thing is higher. So we left Passover, and now we need to take off to the next degree, the convention. It's if there's nothing before, it's all new effort, new destiny. The altitude we have to rise to is a new altitude. This is how we work. Ever since we stopped flying to all kinds of distant places, to the conventions and to travel to the desert and all those physical actions that we used to do, and altogether, and during COVID, all the conventions were in the Erbutzim. So what was the difference? They were in the lessons. We just chose that those four lessons will be called a convention. So that's when I understood that the matter is that we chose, and we put a finger on the calendar and said, those lessons on this date, on these dates, that'll be the convention. And until then, all the preparation we invest, it's by this preparation we make these lessons into a convention by getting there. All the importance and the efforts we invest make it a convention. And if we didn't, it would just be four lessons. And that's the difference. We're truly building it. Yes, and if we want to receive importance for the convention, it's enough to look at our friends in the world Kli, all the multiple convenings that they will have. I am actually envious that they do need to make an effort and travel and go to places, and there'll be many of our new students from the global course from the Monday, Thursday that are being pumped with what the convention is. I'm very envious of them about this completely new deficiency. Let's try to remember what it was like to be in our first convention. Yes, and we will add to the importance the situation, the reality that we're in. In Israel, in the world, you can see what a mess is happening right now, and what a fear, and how unclear things are. It's not even clear how to resolve them, unless it is through our method, on our way, and in the work that we do together. We always heard that the whole reality is in me, exists in me, That's why we have to relate to the convention being in one's person. And that's why in every given moment I need to be the meal, every given moment I need to be the lesson, every given moment I have to be with the friends in a workshop. Simply live the convention. This is how we draw the light from the state called convention.
Yeah, and the fact that new friends will participate, it brings one a sense of responsibility.
The capability
of testing all systems and looking for ways to raise our congresses to a higher degree eternally.
Wonderful, amazing friends here in the world. What yearning, what connection, what, that's amazing. Now, pay attention. What we're going to do now is we're going to do a general assembly of the whole world, including here. And we will try to enthusiastically excite everyone about the importance of the convention. So whoever wants from here, lift your hands up here in the world, and we will stand together with our 10. The whole 10 will stand and tell us how much this upcoming convention is important, and that the Creator is here, close to us. And we want to show him that we're excited and we're warming ourselves up and warming each other. Yes.
Yeah, so let's see. Question marks, hands in the air. We want to start the importance of the Congress. Smile. Already jumped. The whole thing, get up. Together with him, and Israel will tell us.
Yes, first of all, gratitude to sit together with tens, with Senka's ten. Yes, we simply felt now this, in this moment the importance and this peak moment of importance, how much of a deficiency we have to rise above reason, that we need the force from above, and that we will do everything in this convention so that the Creator will continue us and we will be together for eternity in adhesion between us and in the Creator. Everyone stand together.
Getting up. This is the first time getting up. I can't believe I'm doing it. But what I want to tell the entire clique, anyone who wants to feel in attainment and the experience and the feeling, what is the degree above reason, is invited. The Israeli clique, all of you are invited here to Pasifa, and man, without you, world clique, we don't exist.
Wonderful. The Creator is proud of you. Yes, yes. Please.
Kenny Fat, Kadima.
Everyone stand up. When the friends talked, I had this thought. 20 years ago, I didn't have children. I couldn't imagine how my children would appear, how I'd feel, how it even feels, this love towards them. I couldn't imagine it because it didn't exist in my life. So like this. I'll try to think for a moment. But what would happen if I didn't love them, if I didn't meet them, if I wouldn't give birth to them? It would be such a hole in my life, but I wouldn't even know that it exists. Same here with the convention. What awaits us is something that if we don't get there and we don't attain it, we'll have this hole and we won't even feel that it exists. So we will truly try to imagine it like a child that has yet to been born, that our heart will explode with love when we attain him, and we were not going to give up on this opportunity.
Woman, חבר אחד, בבקשה. Woman, חבר אחד.
חבר אחד.
כן, אז אנחנו מבינות שאנחנו נמצאים בתקופה מאוד מאוד
משמעותית. We are in a very significant time. We see what's happening in the world, we see what's happening in our country, what's happening in our nation, our people, and we understand that we are the only one who can help. We have a tremendous responsibility, and even the last Congress, we connected so much, and the Creator decided that we need to connect our people through war. And maybe then, after this Congress, he should decide to connect us through peace. That's our job, to bring peace in our hearts, such strong love between us that it will change reality around us.
Dear friends, many things have been said here. First is to register for the convention. Second thing is that the convention is a summary of all our efforts. Friends said that the Congress is a test. The moment we do the lessons every day and the convention is a test to see our efforts and our connection. So we're raising with joy the connection above us, and we're going to have a convention that never was, together to the new degree.
As friends, in truth, before the workshop started, we heard Nesi say, it's like the occasion around Mount Sinai, and after that we had nothing more to say. So I just want to emphasize this. Take it as Nesi said, it wasn't an accident that we all heard it. Let's do and then hear. L'chaim.
Thank you. Dear friends, really, the importance of the convention is it's incomprehensible. It's just replaces years of labor, and of course there will be many mirror conventions around the world which we can realize and fill the world with love, all those points, and the whole world will be tip to the scale of merit, l'chaim together.
Toda, kapayim, ken. Woman PT 33, kadima, yesh lanu od kama, ve'anachnu ovrim ladavar haba, kadima.
There's a story of Baal Sulam who asked his students to go to Jerusalem, but it was time they found all kinds of excuses. We'll ask the wives, etc. And he was sad that they missed the redemption. That was the Ari, by the way. And I feel that we're in the same stage, the same occasion. Let's not miss our opportunity to enter the king's palace, because we have an opportunity to enter. We were not allowed to miss the opportunity.
Are we ready for the convention, Gadi?
We're getting ready.
We're preparing.
We're building the kli together. We exert, friends, we exert around the preparation. We invest in the preparation. Right, Niv? Niv said yes.
Because the preparation is our life, and the preparation of the kli is the dear desire that we want to prepare the kli for the revelation of the Creator in the connection between us.
Yeah, and if we do, and we do this preparation properly, we will give contentment to our Rav. And after him, it's the Creator. If it's for the Arab, it's for the Creator.
So now we're thanking everyone for the participation, and we will continue to scrutinize the matter of above reason we just started. Now we're going to pass it to Yair, please. Yeron, please.
Yes, so first of all, thank you to Asaf and to Gadi.
אני חושב שרואים שזה כוח של הסירייה PT 23.
I feel like you see this is the power of PT 23. Big lachaim to your friends. What a ten is it.
וכמו שחברים הגדולים אמרו, אנחנו רוצים...
Yes, a great friend said, where am I looking at? Okay. As a friend said,
אנחנו נכנסים עכשיו אחרי הכנה כזאת.
We are entering after such preparation, after such emotional, deep internal preparation. We're entering the Congress. We also need to enter it corporeally. We need to do all the arrangements, all the preparations in order to come to this event ready on all fronts. Which is why we're going to have two updates. First is on the Congress registration and the schedule and what we're going to have. We did it this morning, but we're going to do it again for those who missed the morning update and to allow things to trickle in. And so we'll be able to do what's necessary. So please show us the slide. So first of all, registration is open. Registration for the Congress is open. You can find it on convention.cli.one, and the convention, the Congress itself, will take place Saturday, Sunday, May 18th and 19th. All the information, including the registration, including the preparation, everything you want to know about the Congress is in all languages in the Congress website. Just choose your language and read it. What are we going to have? We're going to gather for 2 full days of connection, starting at 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Yes, 2 full days of connection. In Israel, we're going to gather in our home here in the Kabbalah Lam Center, Petah Tikva, and we're going to have dozens of mirror congresses around the world. Congress is for friends 18 years old and 18 years and older. No, because of the security situation, we don't recommend coming to Israel. We do recommend you gather in the near congresses near your homes. Again, all the information on where are those gatherings are taking place, you can find in the Congress website. About the Congress schedule, also we're going to have a wider update on the content. We're going to go deeper into that degree, but for now, just to get a general sense, we have 2 parts in each day. You can say there are 2 repeating blocks, okay? We have the first. We have a social time, a lesson, a break on the roof, and a meal. We have 2 blocks each day, 4 in total. It starts 8 a.m. the social time, 7, by the way, 7 a.m. we're going to have a gathering and light buffet, breakfast buffet, and then 8 to 9. And then social time, break, social time, lesson, break, meal. When you go into the Congress website, there are 2 types of registrations. One is a blue button. The blue line is for everyone who participates through the Arvut system and in mirror congresses around the world.
שימו לב, כמה
That's the registration for everyone.
לכל מי שיש מנוי, מה שנקרא
Anyone who is, has a membership in the Arvut system, the Congress is free as part of the benefits of being a member. However, you need to register. Those who do not have a membership, you have to sign up regularly, or it's an opportunity to renew your membership or start your membership and join the Congress for free. If you need financial help, you can turn to Help Chaver. Now, about the registration for the physical Congress in Israel, just as you saw the red button,
מגיעים לשם ונרשמים במסלול הזה. כמובן שהתשלום הוא עבור כל מה שהולך להיות כאן בתוך הכנס, כולל סעודות.
The red button is going to be for the physical registration here, including the meals and everything.
Pay
attention, Wednesday, May 15th, there's going to be a price hike. So let's arrange everything and enter above reason together into this Congress. Another report.
חשוב שאנחנו הולכים לקיים כאן במרכז שלנו בשבוע הבא ביום חמישי בתשעה במאי זה הולך להיות האירוע הזה לקראת יום
העצמאות
next one we're going to have is about a dissemination activity this Thursday who are you the state of Israel we didn't really attain true independence as we can see in our country And even though we have all the disasters that we're going through, etc., we're asking ourselves how we can advance and how we as Bnei Baruch can help the people of Israel to understand the source of the suffering and what the solution for it is. What the special solution for the people of Israel there is, and how we can do this. This evening is going to be, as usual, a very special evening with content, with friends that are going to pour their hearts into it, a place where people can come in, a little taste of what's going to be. And again, we want to say this event is meant mostly for us as a dissemination event. We want these events to be a magnet of dissemination where we can bring friends, acquaintances, relatives, family members, everyone. And we also shared about how in the past our friends took this opportunity, and it's a very powerful thing, and we really believe in this series of events as an environment for spiritual development that gives a person a certain matter of hope, especially with this not simple period that we're living in. First of all, the Motimor is going to be there. That will be delightful and fun and pleasant. And the host is going to be Amit Taponchi and Roni Boaz. Applause for them hosting it. And what's going to happen is our friends will come who did what we call a spiritual immigration to Israel. They lived in the diaspora for many years. They lived there. They had families and work, etc., and eventually decided to come here. So they're going to come and share their story and fascinate the new people with why they came here. There's going to be Leo Spiegler that's going to tell his story, and Shamir and Tammy from the Yusupov family, Tammy and Eddie, that will share their story. And of course, we will have a very special interview with the first student of Rav Leitman, Hauna, Sasha Demidov, that's going to share about how he entered this spiritual battle with Rav together. And of course, an explanation, a lecture of Gilad Shadmon, in which he will tell us about the vision of Bala Sulam for the Israeli society. All the components that will give hope and power to whoever is going to join this event. So we are truly expecting it. Everything will be a beautiful and special event. Let's prepare the kli and bring whoever we can to this event. L'chaim, friends, thank you for the attention. Song.
רגע לפני השיר נמשיך עם ההודעות. יאיר, תודה רבה. חברים יקרים,
before the song, just a final announcement. You're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention rising above reason, May 18 and 19. For details and information, convention.kli.one.
חברים יקרים, לקראת יום העצמאות נתכנס לערב של חיזוק הרוח הישראלית.
We're going to gather to, ahead of the Israel Independence Day, Thursday, May 9th. Who are you, the nation of Israel? We unite for the sake of our home. Thursday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. The event is designed for the general public. You're invited to bring family members and friends. All the details will be sent to the Israeli Kli on WhatsApp. And tomorrow, lesson preparation 2:40. Now a song.
שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו, תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענות. ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו, הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו.
רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש
כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב
ישחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים
ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו
הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג
עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו
רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש
כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב
רק שיש אהבת כלות הנפש
כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב שכולו טוב
רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש
כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב
רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש
כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב
רק שיש אהבת לא את הנפש כל אחד הולך בעולם